in Hawaii. We don't leave fishing to the professionals. Ed Wadamura is a professional photographer, and he's a member of the Western Regional Fisheries Management Council. He's also a member, 30 years plus, of the Waialua Boat Club, and he's an avid fisherman.
Can you imagine this, that Hawaii, just Hawaii alone, the United Fishing Agency auction block before COVID was 70,000 pounds of fish a day. A day, 70,000 pounds. Can you imagine that?
Day after day.
Day after day. That was the demand.
That's the business. What about the recreational side?
In Hawaii, we don't call it recreational fishing because, as we say, we don't play with our food. Because in the mainland, a lot of guys are catch and release, right? It's like more of a recreation type thing. But for us, we eat what we catch. So we call ourselves non-commercial rather than recreational. In Hawaii, it's hard to get fishermen involved in fisheries management. We were going to the legislature and giving testimony and meetings at NOAA and the state. You know, we started to notice that the fishermen just weren't showing up, you know, so we decided to do something about it.
Who's we at that point? Is that the Waialua Fishing Club?
No, it was a body of this organization called HFAC. It's Hawaii Fishermen's Alliance for Conservation and Tradition, HFAC. As things are, the common grassroots fisherman has this attitude, I don't care. I'm going to fish, and that's it. It's pretty neat now because HFAC, the followers have grown so much. We're in the thousands.
Tell me their experiences.
Well, the largest effect would come to what we call the non-commercial fishermen. The estimates are that they number somewhere between 250,000 and 400,000 people in Hawaii. These are people that fish. They go fishing, right? The count was done by the Fish and Wildlife Service and also by some researchers for the state of Hawaii. The commercial fishermen, on the other hand, I think number about 3,000, somewhere around there at the most. And again, a lot of these commercial fishermen are just guys who go out. Most of them just sell to cover expenses. I'm in that boat. We call them weekend warriors. They have regular jobs. They go out on a weekend. They have a boat. They catch a couple ahis, and they can give some to their friends and family, and they're able to sell fish too.
How big is that sector?
I would say of those 3,000, I will probably estimate about 80% are in that category, whereas 20% are hardcore commercial fishermen that their livelihood is fishing. On the non-commercial side, you know, you're talking about shore fishing, let's say, and you ask the question, is it better or worse now? I think it's worse than it used to be. Not saying that it's overfished. I'm just saying the abundance of fish is not what it used to be 20, 30 years ago. There's a lot more fishermen now. And what we've seen is changes in the nearshore environment.
Like what?
Let's take Mauna Loa Bay. Before Hawaii Kai, the abundance of fish, it was pretty vibrant, right? And now there's a lot less fish. And that's because there used to be farming going on up in Hawaii Kai. All of those nutrients from farming was coming down into the bay. And that was creating a vibrant ecosystem. That is no longer, right? And Hawaii Kai was fish ponds. That's the other thing, right? So you're changing all of that. That's a really good example of how the nearshore environment has changed. There's no home for the fish anymore, nearshore. But if you have a boat and you go out half a mile in the bay, you're going to catch a lot of fish.
Is my supply of fish in danger right now, would you say?
No.
As a local consumer?
No, it's too much fish. That's why the longliners aren't going out. Are you noticing the prices are lower at all?
You can buy ahi for $10.95 a pound, or you can buy it for $20.95 a pound. If you're going to help a local fisherman, you got to buy the $20.95 a pound ahi. Is that correct?
Yes. The other cheaper stuff will be imported, I think. Should I look at the label? The last time I looked, it said it was from Malaysia or something like that. You risk the chance of buying what they call frozen and gassed fish. Gassed is carbon monoxide gassed fish. And what the carbon monoxide does, it makes the fish red, so it keeps it red. So You know, when fish gets old, like ahi, you can see it. It's the color of it. You can tell it's old, right? You can't tell once it's gassed. It's always, it's going to look good till you can't, I mean, till it becomes a danger eating it. It's going to smell bad, and it's still going to look good. And it's funny because the United States is the only country that will accept carbon monoxide gassed fish. Even the countries that do the gassing won't sell it to their people. This is a crazy, crazy thing that we accept that. And it's all about money. Of course, it's going to be cheaper. The consumer is not educated enough to understand that there is a danger of eating carbon monoxide gassed fish.
Eduardo Mora, member of the Western Regional Fisheries Management Council, he says carbon monoxide gassed fish can look good when it's actually spoiled.